Okay, we're going to finish up now. We are holding on Daf Chav Dalet Amar Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina is where we're up to. Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Arba Gzeros Gazer Moshe Rabbeinu Al Yisrael. There are four decrees Moshe Rabbeinu made on the Jewish people. Ba'u Arba Nevi'im Ubitlum. And four Nevi'im came and nullified those decrees. Number one, Moshe Amar. Moshe said, V'yishkon Yisrael Betach Badad Ein Yaakov, that the Jewish people should live in security. But Amos Ubitla. Amos came along and was mevatel that. He nullified that. Shnemar, Chadalna mi Yakum Yaakov v'gomer. Uksiv, Nichem Hashem Alzos. That Hashem regretted this, meaning that the Jewish people ended up not living in security. We haven't had security throughout the generations. Number two, Moshe Amar uv'goyim ahem lo targia. That we're not going to be mixed in with the goyim, with the nations around us. But Yirmiyahu v'amar haloch lahargio Yisrael, that we're going to have that we will have some rest in our exile amongst the goyim. Moshe Amar, third one, poked avon avos albanim, that the children will suffer for the father's sins. But Yecheskel came along ubitla, and he nullified that, and he said hanefesh hachotas he tamus. The soul that sins, that soul will suffer, but his offspring's not going to suffer for his sin. Moshe Amar, fourth one, Moshe said, V'yibadetem bagoyim, we're going to be lost amongst the nations. Ba Yishayo, V'amar Yishayo came along and said, V'haya bayom ahu yitaka b'shofar gadol, that one day there's going to be a Messiah and he's going to come and blow a massive shofar and we're all going to come back and we're not going to be lost amongst the nations. We're going to be singled out again. There's going to be a Mashiach. Amar Rav, Mistafina mehaikra v'ibadetem bagayim. Rav says, I get scared when I read the pasuk v'ibadetem bagayim, that we're going to be lost amongst the nations. Maskvar Papa Dilma Kaveda Mispakeshes. Who says that it means we're going to be lost forever? Maybe it's like something that you lose, that you look for. Maybe that's what the pasuk is saying, that we're going to be like a lost object where someone's looking for us, where God is always looking for us and he always wants us back. That we're like a lost sheep that the Eved is looking for. Elami Sefer Dekra. No, it's the other part of the pasuk that really bothered him. Va'achal eschem eretz aveichem. Va'achal eschem eretz aveichem. The land of your enemy is going to consume you. That, what is that? It's so scary. The land of our enemy is going to consume us. Maskvul Marzucha says, no, maybe Dilma Kachilus Kishun Ediluin. Maybe it's like eating melons and gourds, where you don't really consume the whole thing, where part of us will be consumed, but there will always be a remnant of the Jewish people. So don't think the Jewish people are going to be lost. I guess main point number five, even though psukim indicate Klal Yisrael will be lost, we will always be found in the end. Klal Yisrael will be lost, ultimately will survive, will be found. So it's a bit of a hopeful message, even though it sounds very negative. Says the Gemara further, Kvai Hayiram Gamliel, this is a famous story. Kvai Hayiram Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, Mahalchim Bederach. Four great rabbis were traveling on the road. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Akiva. Vishamu kalamona shal romi, mipalta barachok meva esramil. And they heard the celebrations of the Romans from 120 mil away, of a very great distance. It was so loud. Vishilu bochen, and they all started to cry. Rabbi Akiva mesachik, but Rabbi Akiva would laugh. They said to Rabbi Akiva, what are you laughing about? He said back to them, why are you guys crying? They said to him, these Ethiopians who bow down to all sorts of Avodah Zarah and burn incense to Avodah Zarah are living in security and rest. And our Beis HaMikdash has been burnt in fire. V'lo nivke, we shouldn't cry? That's why we're crying. Amar Lahen, Rabbi Akiva responded, L'kach ani mitzachik, that's exactly why I'm laughing. Umala ovrei ritzono kach. If this is how God treats those who go against his will, these Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and he gives them such celebrations and such enjoyment, can you imagine what kind of schar is awaiting us, is awaiting those who do God's will? So that causes me to laugh. Shuv pamachas, another time, Hayu olun Yerushalayim, the same group was traveling to Yerushalayim. Kivin sheyigiu laharat sofim karu bigdeim. When they got to Harat Sofim, where they could see the Makom HaMikdash, they all tore kriya, because that's halacha. You have to tear kriya when you see the Makom HaMikdash when it's destroyed. We still do that nowadays. That's a good halachic sugya to discuss one day. Kivin sheyigiu laharabayis. Once they got to Harabayis, ro'u shual sheyatzim beis katshe hakadashim. They saw a fox going out of the area of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Someone suggested to me that there are no foxes in Yerushalayim. It's probably a jackal. There are jackals all around that area. Whatever it was. Hischilu hein bochin. So they started to cry. Rabbi Akiva mitzachik. And Rabbi Akiva again was laughing. They said to him, Rabbi Akiva, why are you laughing? Amr lahem, he said back to them, Mipnei ma'atem bochim. Why are you guys crying? Amrulo, makom shekosubo, vazara karev yumas. The place that it says that someone who's an outsider that comes close will die. The Kodesh HaKadoshim, anyone who's not the Kohen Gadol that goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim dies. Va'achshav shualim holchubo v'lo nifka. And now there are foxes walking there. There are jackals walking there. We shouldn't cry. Amar lahen lekachani mitzachik. He says, "Yeah, that's the funny thing. That's exactly why I'm laughing." Tichsiv, because the pasuk says, "Ve'idli edim ne'amanim es uriah koin ve'sacharya ben yivar chiyahu." That there are two very trustworthy witnesses about what's going to happen. Uriah and Zechariah. V'chima inyan Uriah etzel Zechariah. What did Uriah say, and what did Zechariah say, and in what way are they connected to each other? Uriah b'mikdash rishon v'zachariah b'mikdash sheni. Uriah was in the times of the first base of mikdash. Zachariah was in the times of the second base of mikdash. What do they have to do with each other? Ela tola hakasuv nevuaso shel zachariah b'nevuaso shel Uriah. What it's teaching us is that there's a connection between the prophecy of Zachariah and the prophecy of Uriah in the following way. Bu'uriah k'siv, Uriah prophesized. Uriah said the nevuah. Lachain beglalchem tzion sade techarash. Because of you, Zion is going to be a plowed over field. Meaning, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be totally destroyed and obliterated. Bezachariah k'siv, but Zechariah prophesized, Od yeshu yeshvu zekenu muzekenos beruchovos Yerushalayim. That one day again, Yerushalayim will be alive. Yerushalayim will have old people, old men and old women in the streets of Yerushalayim. There will be children playing in the streets of Yerushalayim. It's going to be a Jewish population in Yerushalayim again. Ad shalo neskayma nevuaso shel Uriah. Before Uriah's prophecy came true, hayisi misyare shemelo teskayim nevuaso shel Zechariah. I was afraid that Zechariah's prophecy might not come true. I assumed that they were conditional on each other. That first Uriah's prophecy has to happen, and only if Uriah's prophecy happens, only then Zechariah's prophecy is going to happen. So I was worried that Zechariah's prophecy would never come true. Achshav sheneskayim nevuaso shel Uriah. But now that I see that Uriah's prophecy came true, now I know that Zechariah's prophecy will come true as well. So they said to him at that time, Akiva nichamtanu, Akiva nichamtanu. Rabbi Akiva, you gave us nechama, you gave us comfort. Rabbi Akiva, you gave us comfort. Main point number one over here, when everyone else cried, Rabbi Akiva laughed because he saw hope for the future. Because he saw hope for the future. The major kasha everyone asks over here, why did they say it twice? Akiva nichamtanu, Akiva nichamtanu. Just say once. You gave us nechama. What's the double nechama? I'll close with this vart. I thought it was a great vart. What do we know about Rabbi Akiva? Yeah. Rabbi Akiva was someone who hadn't learned Torah till much later in life. And he was someone, as a young man, he said if he would ever meet a Talmud Chacham, he would want to rip his head off. And then he started to learn, and he became one of the great, great tzaddikim of our history. So what they were telling him is, you're telling us that when things look darkest, that one day there's going to be a bright future. Your words of telling us that are a nechama, but you know what's an even greater nechama? The fact that it's coming from you. Because if there's ever a sign that something could be so dark and look so dreary and look so terrible, and that one day it could turn into the greatest thing ever, you yourself, one is Akiva Nichamtanu, your words are a nechama. But you know what else? Akiva Nichamtanu. Who you are is the ultimate nechama. Who you became, who you were, and who you are now, that's the ultimate comfort. The fact that you've shown in your life how you can go from someone being so far away from Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu to being so close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay.